My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Bay Area, what it do? It's your boy P-Lo. You're listening to The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
What's up, P-Lo? Let's go. And what's up, Roasters? What if I told you there was the best Giants baseball talk to be had, even in the offseason? Because they still haven't hired a GM. Sam Lubman, the guy across from me, filling in for Bonte today, and Joe Shasky are there for you. With Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, catch the most recent episode, and we kind of explain why Buster Posey will succeed as Giants president of baseball operations. And we'll have all the episodes all off season long, so listen today wherever you listen to podcasts, including on the free Odyssey app. Now, look, you've had a weekend, Niner fans, and I know it feels a long way away, but think about Thursday night. You went up into Seattle, a team that, quite frankly, had your number for close to a decade, and now you have their number, and a bunch of rookies showed out. Isaac Garendo finally looked good.
Breakout game.
Renardo Green, huge interception. Mm-hmm. Malik Mustafa, huge interception. Oh, what about your young franchise quarterback? I don't know. Looked incredible.
The way he's able to move around the pressure that's been coming at him this year and the way he's been able to adjust that, it's been phenomenal.
It's been unbelievable. Nick Bosa, who we've criticized left and right, and rightfully, looked outstanding.
Creating havoc. And we didn't really say his name on Friday, Shasky, but I want to give this guy a little bit of love, too, because, you know, we've been kind of putting him under a microscope for not living up to the expectations we've set for him. I kind of like what we saw from Leonard Floyd on Thursday night at 2. Like, again, it's not the most, you know, gaudy stat sheet, but he was forcing some pressures, too, forcing Geno into some, you know, non-ideal situations there. I want to give Leonard Floyd his due, because the guy, not his greatest game, but again, a positive night, I thought, on Thursday night as well, on the opposite side of Bosa.
There's no doubt about it. And I look at this team, and they were up against it. Like, they lose that game, they go to 2-4. And they drop in the standings. Mm-hmm. And then you win that game, now you're 3-3. With the huge weekend setup, Niners-Chiefs. Now, there's been some big wins this year. Tampa Bay's had some big wins early on this year. I think as of right now, and we could argue this till we're blue in the face, the signature win in the NFL is Baltimore beating Buffalo. I thought that was the best win of the year for any team thus far. It's early.
The only one you could probably maybe hold up close to it is the opening night win when the Chiefs beat those same Ravens when Isaiah Likely couldn't get the toe in. That's probably the closest one, I would say.
Okay. And I'd listen to that. But I would think that this Baltimore team now removed from week one feels different. They feel better. Now, Lamar feels like the MVP again, which is crazy. Derrick Henry feels like comeback player of the year again, which is crazy.
He leads the league in touchdowns, I saw.
Dude, he's amazing.
It's who thought he had this much left in the tank? I mean, obviously he did, but I mean, he looks incredible right now and easily one of the best running backs Lamar could possibly have in the backfield with him.
But the reality is I view things through the Niner prism. I'm a Niner fan. Mm-hmm. And so I'm looking at this I'm saying the Niners this weekend could get the most signature win in the NFL
of the season so far. Yeah,
absolutely.
It's absolutely there for you. I mean, it would be one of the more signature regular season wins of the Shanahan era just in general, too, because Shask, I mean, that, for how much this win would mean, we've seen in Shanahan's time here, one thing that's kind of troubled him is those top-tier AFC teams. You know, going back to 2021, you know, we had that with the Christmas Eve loss to the Titans. That was a frustrating one. They had the loss to the Ravens in 19 and the loss to the Ravens last year. Obviously, we know all about the struggles against the Chiefs. They had a tough time against the Bills back in 2020. Granted, that was a more banged up team. But if you look at the teams that, you know, have been at the top of the AFC the last few years. They got, what, the Bengals in 21? Mm-hmm. I think that's, like, the only team that they've been able to beat. So, will it be a signature win this season? Absolutely. Even more importantly for the Niners, if you want to look through the Niner prism, this would be one of the signature regular season wins for Kyle Shanahan to show that he could take on one of these AFC elite teams. Not just any AFC elite team, but the ultimate boogeyman in the AFC. To be able to get that win, I think it would be so cathartic for this fan base, for this team, to be able to have that notch on their belt.
They've won monster regular season games. The New Orleans one in 2019 comes to mind.
Oh, yeah.
That was just one of the great games.
I think there was like five or six all-time classics that year.
Absolutely. And there's been some great wins against McVay that I don't want to sleep on. Just some monster wins. But look, think about this.
Big wins over the Packers, too. Like, they've notched some monster wins in the regular season, definitely.
Absolutely.
Not trying to take away from that.
No.
It just hasn't been against AFC teams.
No, but and against this guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't just mean Andy Reid, because Andy Reid's awesome, and everybody knows where Andy Reid stacks up all time. I mean, it's Belichick, Walsh, it's some combination for most people. Belichick, Walsh, and Andy Reid somewhere in the mix.
He's in that small room of just the upper echelon coaches.
Maybe you got Gibbs, maybe you got Parcells, maybe you got Shula. Like, I'm sure that, you know, depending on how old you are, like, all of those things are in the mix. But, like, Niner fans, think about this. This is a guy in Patrick Mahomes. He's put together a Joe Montana resume, and you are two of the pelts on the wall. You're his Cincinnati Bengals to his Joe Montana. I hate this guy. He's awesome. And the part that bugs me for the Niners is they psychologically need to get over the hump. And I know people are going to say, a regular season win is not the same as a Super Bowl. No one is saying
The Eagles beat the Chiefs last year in Kansas City. That's where he got the Sirianni Sia drop from. You had to feel that felt good for the Eagles. How did that season work out for them?
The bottom fell out from underneath them.
Exactly.
But I think that given where this season is going right now for the Niners, they need this in the standings big time. They need this win mentally big time to get over the hurdle of Kansas City. Mm-hmm. They need to know in the back of their head that they can take out Kansas City. Now, look, it's a different beast come playoff time and Super Bowl. I get all that. But for this season, considering all of the drama that's happened over the last 3 months, if they can find a way to knock this guy off with this coach, given their record this year, and they've got injuries too, this would be the signature win, I believe, in the NFL, because it rights the ship for the Niners, puts them back in their rightful spot at the top of the NFC in terms of everyone's seeding.
The Q rating, yeah.
And they know spiritually, psychologically, emotionally, physically, they can beat Kansas City. And
one less unbeaten in the NFL ranks, too. So, obviously, the 72 Dolphins would be big fans of that. But, no, I agree with you. It's
without CMC?
Going into what's going to look like right now, a practice game against the Dallas Cowboys, you're going to be, if you could somehow pull
Don't
that off this
that.
Weekend, if you could somehow pull this off this weekend, I'm going to say it. If you could somehow pull it off this weekend, the jolt you will give this team surging into that Cowboys game, then surging into the bye week, I was just asking, I look at the Niners schedule after the bye week. Now, you know, it's not all cakewalk, obviously. You play the Bucs coming right out the bye week. That's going to be a very tough one, though. But again, you are coming off the bye week there, which, you know, I do try. I like Kyle Shanahan teams coming off the bye week. I like this team coming off the bye week, especially because after the bye week is probably the first most likely situation where you will see Christian McCaffrey suiting up again for the 49ers. So I'm not saying it's going to happen. You know, I kind of do agree with the Bonte Hill school of just like whatever you get from Christian McCaffrey this year is a bonus. But it's feeling like that bonus could be manifesting itself too soon. But you burst out of that bye week there with at the Bucs, and you got the Seahawks, at Packers, at Bills. That's a tough stretch right there. But if you could ride this momentum coming off of this win into the Cowboys game, into the bye week, I mean, I think they could probably go 3-1 in that stretch. I'll be honest. Like, it sounds bold saying it right now, but I like this Niners team. Again, I'm looking way too far ahead.
You're
here.
Way out in front.
The reason I'm looking so far ahead, though, is because what I feel this win, a win this weekend will set up. That's what I'm kind of this is why I'm looking so really far ahead, because it's you pull this off on Sunday, I think that's the kind of the vibe you can kind of start feeling for this team in the weeks that follow.
Let me peel this back to you. And we're going to talk to Frank Gore in less than an hour. Less than an hour, all-time legend, number 21, Frankie G. Frank Gore is going to talk with us. But we're going to talk to a guy from Kansas City who does a one-on-one with this guy every single week. His name's Carrington Harrison, all right? And he has Patrick Mahomes on his show every single week.
Oh, man, what a great interview that would be.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Patrick Mahomes, I believe, is having the greatest quarterback career of all time in real time. I feel like I can easily say that. I think LeBron is at the top of the list. I'm sure for everyone it's a little different. But I want to know from Niner fans... This is a guy you could have drafted. This is a guy who's beaten you not once, but twice in the Super Bowl. Not once, but twice. And you were up on him in the fourth quarter. Not once, twice. He had a walk-off touchdown against you in the latest Super Bowl. I think Patrick Mahomes, when it's all said and done, is going to surpass LeBron James as the all-time enemy of Bay Area fans.
I mean, if there's someone out there in Bay Area sports who's more hated than Patrick Mahomes, please, 888-957-9570, call in and give me that person's name, because I'm kind of curious who could possibly sit atop the hate rankings in Bay Area sports more than Patrick Mahomes. I mean, the closest I could think of right now, Shasky, is that guy playing baseball for the Dodgers, Shohei Ohtani. That is the only guy who comes close to what you put on that list. But even that, to your point, as you're saying, not even in the same stratosphere as Patrick Mahomes. The way that Patrick Mahomes has owned the 49ers, I mean, with Shohei, the hate basically boils down to he is a Dodger. But he has not won anything yet.
Shohei's not a Dodger. He's been there a year.
He's not won anything with the Dodgers yet.
Tommy Lasorda, Clayton Kershaw are significantly higher on my, and I'm older than you, but my algorithm of Dodger hate.
Oh, I'm sorry. Like
Lasorda,
right now,
Kershaw,
oh, no, absolutely. Like, those guys are all there as well. I mean, there's a long laundry list of hateable Dodgers out there, but
Puig.
None of them. Oh, Puig absolutely is up there. Oh, my God. There's so many. You know who I hated the most? I always hated Sean Green back in the day, Paul Aduka.
Yeah, but those guys are on
those
no
guys
level.
Are small Come time on. Compared to Patrick Mahomes. Like the biggest, like Clayton Kershaw, I used to despise him. Eventually, though, you have to just kind of come around and respect how good he is. So do I hate him? Yes, but I respect him too. So that's going to, you know, kind of change where he ranks in the all-time hate rankings. But to your point, Shasky, all these names I'm rattling off right now, the hate might be strong, but the name factor and the Q rating is pales in comparison to we're feeling for Patrick Mahomes.
Take a step back.
It is another level with him.
Who are the people you hate the most, Bay Area sports fans? 888-957-9570. Is Mahomes number one? Like, LeBron, you beat him the first time you played him in the all-time game.
See, that's why it's hard for me to put LeBron atop the hate rankings. Because
are you kidding me?
The Warriors are 3-1 against him in the finals.
Yeah, but I still
hate
him.
They have the ownage on him.
Because he's
like,
considered
do you think we hate
the all-time
Patrick?
Great.
If for whatever reason, if the Niners win the next three Super Bowls against Patrick Mahomes, but you're not going to hate him as much as you hate him right now. The hate changes once you beat them. Like,
that's
I used to despise LeBron. And then they beat him in that first final. It's like, you know, suck it, LeBron. We're better than you. And then he beat us the next year. You'll come back from 3-1. That was when the hate was at his peak. And I couldn't stand LeBron. I just was disgusted at the sight, the mere mention of his name. And then they embarrassed him in the next 9 finals games, beating him 8-1 in that stretch. You know, J.R. Smith had him looking like a clown on the court. And you get to a point where it's just like, I can't hate you because we've just beaten you so much. It's just sad at this point. So there's always going to be a level of vitriol towards LeBron, but if you'd ask me the thing that I hate the most about LeBron, it's the fact that Draymond Green loves him so much.
Oh my goodness.
The thing I hate the most. The fact that, you know, you got Draymond Green drinking LeBron James Hennessy over the weekend, getting all excited about that. That's the thing that irritates me at LeBron about LeBron James the most now at this point. Like, when you've beaten him so many times, like, how can you really hold that same level of hate?
Well, so I just started writing down some of the people, all-time Bay Area enemies. And I think a lot of these guys fall way short. When you lose twice in the Super Bowl, Jimmy Johnson is a guy. I hated Jimmy Johnson. The hair, the face, the arrogance, everything about him. Hated him.
It's hard to keep that hair looking that good in that humidity.
Bill Parcells. I hated the Big Tuna. Absolutely couldn't stand him. Lawrence Taylor feared him more than any. I didn't hate him the way I hated Bill Parcells. I don't know why. I'm looking at Pete Carroll and Russell Wilson. They're almost the same guy. Hate Russ. Legitimately hate Russ. I hate Mahomes more because we could have had him. We could have had him. And here's the thing about Russ.
And I think that's hold on, because we are up against it here, Chesky. I think that's the point that I think needs to hit home the hardest. You know, we watched that quarterback doc a couple years ago on Netflix, the big take. We all had our big takeaways. My takeaway was this, and these are the 6 words that are going to haunt Niner fans for a generation. Patrick Mahomes could have been a 49er. Like, that's what I think is the most hateable part, is that he should have been here with the Niners.
All right. It's a simple question. 888-957-9570. Do you hate Patrick Mahomes more than any other person in Bay Area sports history? It's very simple. And that's what's coming up on The Game. And it's brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.